This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Branson, Missouri, where we are taking up again the Book of Revelation. How exciting it is! The future is as bright as God can make it. There are some judgments that must come to pass, and we're going to look at all of that in the Book of Revelation. Yesterday, we studied Revelation 7, 1 through 3, and I will just read it again for you. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that no wind should blow on the earth. And I saw another angel ascend from the sun rising, this angel's from the east, having the seal of the living God. We'll find out later what that seal is. And he cried with a great voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. The four angels are that are given to hurt the earth and the sea. This is an evil, the wind that is spoken of in chapter 7, verse 1. It's an evil wind, an evil influence, an evil spirit. Satan's the prince of the power of the air. But it is being restrained by the angel of God. We know that can't be good, because you would not have to restrain a divine influence. And so the angel from the east says, "Don't hurt the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." The church has gone. We are in the air. And now God has a job to do and some servants appointed to do it. The 144,000. This group intrigues me. Revelation 7, 4. "And I heard the number of them that were sealed, 144,000 sealed out of every tribe of the children of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Gad, 12,000. Asher, 12,000. Naphtali, 12,000. Manasseh, 12,000. Simeon, 12,000. Levi, 12,000. Issachar, 12,000. Zebulun, 12,000. Joseph, 12,000. Benjamin, 12,000. And so a seal is going to be placed on the foreheads of these Jews. The seal marks out the one sealed as belonging to God. It is for their protection, and it is security from the locust plague. Revelation chapter 9 tells us about this plague. "And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads." So when the locust plague comes, and we're not to that yet, these 144,000 have the seal of God in their foreheads, and it will not touch them. It is God's way to protect his own during troubles. In the Old Testament, when the sin of Israel had become so great that their temple was going to be destroyed, God marked the people that he protected with a seal in their foreheads. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 says, "And Jehovah said unto him," an angel with an inkhorn, "Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry over all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof." Also in Exodus chapter 12, "Blood marked the doorpost and the lintels so that the destroyer could not touch them." In Exodus, some people miss that it was the destroyer that brought death to the firstborn. Exodus 12, 23. They were told, "For Jehovah will pass through to smite the Egyptians." Now it says that he does it because he's the one that removed the protective hand over the Egyptians. Satan would like to have killed them all, and especially he would like to have killed the firstborn of Israel. Exodus 12, 23. "For Jehovah will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, Jehovah will pass over the door and will not suffer or allow the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. So, a mark in the forehead marks to whom you belong, and this mark on the doorpost of the blood kept the destroyer away. The destroyer was kept away. The judgment was kept away in Ezekiel, and the judgment will be kept away from these 144,000. Or the evil spirits will be kept away. And of course, the book of Revelation talks about another mark. It talks about the mark that the Antichrist and his system will demand to buy and sell. He will have starve people out, you might say. And they are commanded, if they want to buy and sell, to take the mark of the beast. And that's related to the number 666, and we'll get to it later. But these 144,000, now think of it, 12 times 12. 12 is the number of government. We know they're Jews. And we cannot separate this mention of the 144,000 in chapter 7 from further revelation about them in the 14th chapter. There in the 14th chapter, they are standing with a lamb upon Mount Zion. And there it says that their foreheads are marked with the name of the lamb and the name of the Father. The seal is a stamp which marks out manifestly those who are the Lord's. It's on the forehead. It's prominent. 144,000, we are told, out of every tribe of the sons of Israel. They are named in a peculiar manner. The order in which they are named is found nowhere else. Judas first, because he always holds the place of honor. Remember, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and Judah always went first. In this list, we do not have Dan listed, and we do not have Ephraim listed. However, we do have Joseph listed, and Joseph was the father of two sons. We say Ephraim and Manasseh. It's Ephraim and Manasseh. And we see Manasseh in here, Manasseh, but we don't see Ephraim. However, we do see Joseph. Dan is not listed here. Dan and Ephraim were particularly the ones that brought in idolatry. But we do see that when the tribes are brought back to their land, Dan is among them. So in the millennial age, when the tribes are brought back to their and we'll read that in a minute, the millennial division of the land to the 12 tribes of Israel is described in Ezekiel 47. And this will be during the time of the millennial temple. It will be the time when the Jews have been established with Jerusalem as the capital of the earth. And the land, the promised land, is given to them, not to any spiritual Israel, but to natural Israel. And when that land is divided, here's how it will be divided, Ezekiel 47:13. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, this shall be the border whereby you shall divide the land for inheritance according to the 12 tribes of Israel, and Joseph shall have two portions. Of course, those two portions are Ephraim and Manasseh. Now we'll read about those lands. Ezekiel 48:1. Now these are the names of the tribes. From the north end beside the way of Hethlon to the entrance of Hamat, Hatzaranan at the border of Damascus northward, beside Hamat they shall have their sides east and west, Dan one portion. And by the border of Dan, from the east side unto the west side, Asher one portion. And at the east side 4,500 reeds and three gates, even the gate of Joseph, one, the gate of Benjamin, one, the gate of Dan, one. So we see that Dan and Joseph's two sons will have earthly inheritance in the millennium. But Dan is not included in this select group who have a heavenly appearance, as is revealed to us there on Mount Zion with the Lamb. Clarence Larkin notes, this sealing is not the sealing of the Holy Spirit that he gives the new creation, but this is a sealing given by angels. The 144,000 will be of the earthly Israel, the literal seed of Abraham living at that time, and not of a mystical or spiritual Israel. Though the 12 tribes were long ago lost among the nations, their whereabouts is not known, unknown to God. Though they may have lost their genealogical records, God knows where they are and who is who. And in that day, the angels, with all knowing precision, will seal them according to their tribes. And it seems these sealed ones, because it mentions the angel from the east, have their eyes gazed toward the sun rising. And here it says in Malachi, they know that scripture, Malachi 4:2. Well, we'll read 4:1 as well. For behold, the day comes, it burns as a furnace, and all the proud and all that work wickedness shall be stubble. And the day that comes shall burn them up, saith Jehovah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall, and remember, this is written to the Jews, it's the Old Testament. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, King James says, and many others, but it's beams. In the beams of the sun that he is, there is healing. And you shall go forth and gamble as calves of the stall. You shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day that I make, saith Jehovah of hosts, remember you the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, even statutes and ordinances. And then it goes on to talk about what will happen just before the coming of the Lord. We're going to take this up tomorrow, but I want to invite you to begin to plan to come with us to the Autumn Assembly, which begins October, I think it is 24th, and goes through the 29th. We're having it here in Branson, and it will be just before our very important elections that 4,000 or so prayers will gather to do work with God. We have a job to do, just as 144,000 had a job to do. And so we invite you to register online. Doesn't cost you anything. You will get special gift for registering. We'd like to know you're coming. Go to online to billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org. And this week on the radio, we are shouting and praising God that we are now signing today, actually, when I finish noon prayer today. And then we're going to go down August 28th, and we're going to sign. We've put money down, and we have secured the land with a loan, but we're trusting to pay it off toot sweet, quickly. So it's $2,600 an acre for 58 acres. If you would like to buy even a portion of an acre, we invite you to do so. Buy some land for Prayer Mountain. The radio ministry would like to do that. You can write us at Billy Brim Ministries or Prayer Mountain at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We invite you also to get your hotel room to come and stay. We want to see you in October. And praise the Lord, we're so glad you're listening to us as we examine the wonderful book of Revelation.